Good evening. Hello. Oh, I can't look at him. Are you all right? Yes, good. I'm reporting you. Good evening. Oh, Spirit, Russell Howell Show. Way, bloody brilliant. Oh, over the moon. It's nice. I really chuffed it. I like, it's in London, so it's nice to sort of, you know, I live in London, so I don't like travelling. But I live in South London. I still live quite near my mum and dad. And I go and visit them quite a lot, you know, because I love them. I do, of course I do. But they got Sky as well. And that helps. And I went there a few weekends ago. And it was Saturday night, and I was watching telly with my mum. Oh, God, that sounds bleak. Say Tuesday. And I was watching telly. And I don't know if anyone else's mum does this, but when my mum watches telly, she also irons. The two also, always ironing when she watches... Well, I don't know where she gets the clothes. There's only two of them in the house, right? But she must go down the other gardens. I'll do this, Gwen. I'll do this. EastEnders Omnibus, I'll do it. Anyway, I was watching TV, and I was watching that Mike Tyson film, the one about his life, right? And Mum hadn't really been watching because she was doing the shirts for everyone. She looked up halfway through and she saw Mike Tyson. You know, he's got that big tattoo on the side of his face, right? She looked up and she saw that. And she went, look at that. Who's going to employ him looking like that? Bigger issues here, Mum, if I'm honest, but carry on. But the main reason I went to see it was because a few weeks ago, it's a bit horrible, but my girlfriend told me that, apparently I swear in my sleep. Right, I don't swear that much in the day, but apparently at night, I really let rip. She did a little demonstration, it was a bit creepy. She went, you do this, piss, shit, piss, shit, piss. All right, calm down. Imagine lying next to that. Oh, fucking piss, shit, piss, shit. Pissing shit. I love you. Don't leave me. Right, I was really worried about it, right? So I told my mum, right, these are all genuine. I said to my mum, I'm a bit worried. Apparently, I swear in my sleep. She went, oh, you swear in your sleep. Oh, lucky you don't sleep with kids. Yeah. Yeah, we don't want to pick up any bad habits, do we? She's a lovely woman. Love her. But every time I go and see him, right, I always have this flashback from a couple of years ago when I came out of their local train station, right? And I was walking behind this bloke. Now, I think it's fair to call this man a bellend, right? Because he was one of those people that when he walked, he swung his arms too much. You know, one of those people. Right? Don't do that, you bellend. And he's swinging his arms. But we're getting near the exit. We're all sort of crumpled in together. He's swinging his arms. And I'm right behind him, right? And at one point, he swung his arm back and he cupped me in the ball. Bloody hell. Right? But then he must have realised what he'd done because he turned round, right? And because I didn't want to cause a fuss, I just smiled at him. You all right? And then he carried on walking. I'm like, oh my God, he's cut me in the balls and I've smiled at him. It's going to look like I've done that deliberately. Like I've seen him swinging his arms and thought, yeah, I'll have some of that, yeah. Like I've been timing it or something. All right, Joe, don't rush this. One, no. Two, no. Wait for the open palm. Three. I am. Also, one other time when I came out of my parents' station, there was this. Right, there were, outside the station, there was these two empty parking spaces, right? And there were three community support officers, you know. Community board officers. Like your hat. anyway, what they were doing, these community supporters, all they were doing was stopping people parking in these two parking spaces. And I went off and went, that's a bit weird. Whatever. Came back a few hours later, and they were still doing it. Well, that's pretty bleak. But I thought, what do you reckon's happened there? Do you reckon a real policeman seen the parking spaces, thought, well, we've run out of traffic cones. What else can we use? Community support officers, of course we can. Because they were basically using them as traffic cones. I thought, do you reckon they use them in any other part of the country? Like on the motorway, just hundreds of them standing there like that. The occasional one knocked over where someone's been changing the radio. What the fuck was that? It's all right, it's just community support officer. Students coming home with one on their head. Look, aren't it? You're not bringing that in the house, it's dirty. I was at the bus stop waiting to see my friend, right? And there were these two schoolboys and they were chatting, right? And one of them was taking the piss out of his mate. And I worked out what happened because the one who was having the piss take out of him, he'd done that thing at school that I think we all did. It's an awful thing. Oh, he'd obviously in the day accidentally called the teacher dad. You know that awful thing? I was like, oh, you poor bugger. Because I remember doing it. I was at school, stuck my hand up. I meant to say Mr. Carr, and I said dad. Everyone laughed. But what I remember most about it is just after I called the teacher dad, the kid next to me leant in and went, you want to bum him? Don't know what goes on in your house, my friend, but... Here's the number for Charles. He's still a friend of mine, isn't he? Not so much his dad. I also read this thing, in the paper the other day. Apparently, women now have the right to check whether their new partner, their new man, is on the sex offenders register. I thought about that. I thought, regardless of the fact if your man is or isn't on the sex offenders register, the fact that you're checking probably means he's not the one for you. How's that new boyfriend of yours? Yeah, I really like him. Yeah. I've just got the sneaking suspicion that he might be a paedophile. Ooh, someone's getting picky. I should point out at this point, I've got no structure to my set. You've seen other comedians on this show, and they have structure. They link their jokes or their stories really nicely, so it looks seamless. Yeah. Can't do that. I can't do links. So I'm thinking between the stories, I might just say link. So, Link, I was in a jeweller's recently. I was standing behind this bloke waiting to be served, right? A young girl serving me. She was about 15 or 16. Clearly Saturday girl, because she's going... Didn't give a shit. And the bloke comes up to Kathy and goes, excuse me, I'm looking to buy a crucifix for my niece's christening. And she went, oh, yeah, crucifix, yeah. Do you mean a cross? Yes, a cross. And she went, oh, right, well, we've got two types of crosses, yeah? We've got plain ones or ones with little men on them. Little men! Not Jesus, little men. Yeah, I'll have a Danny DeVito, yeah, if that's right. It's nice. Thank you. Link. One of the other things I love doing is... Well, I've gone, first thing in the morning, I'll go to the paper shop, right? I'll get me paper. And I went in the other day, and I went into the news agents. I did that thing all men do. Hopefully. As I went in, I had a little glance up at the, you know. Yeah. Ruler magazines. It was just a glance, you know, it don't matter. For about an hour, but and one of the magazines had a picture of a girl on the front, right? And the caption that came with the picture of the girl said, and I apologise for this because it is crass. It said, I would... I don't know why I'm whispering, you can hear me. Said, I would suck your cock until you begged me to stop. Right, now, does anyone else think that she's clearly not very good at that? Stop, I beg you. Oh, that is horrible. That is horrible. Oh, I can't even look at you. Oh, God, you disgust... Why did you put it there? Oh, go to your mother's. Stop. Not a man on this earth. I've heard they're lovely. But I've given up smoking, which I'm quite proud of. Cheers. That clearly was patronising, but fine. I'll take it. I'll smoke it for years. Like a lot of people, I started at school, you know, because of peer pressure, bullying, that sort of thing. Worse for me, though, because I went to an all-boys school. Ooh, but I wasn't bummed. Which apparently entitles me to a Bronze Duke of Edinburgh Award, which is... But when I was smoking, I found it really weird was, you know, someone would come up to me and they'd go, you got a spare cigarette, Joe? I go, no. No, because unfortunately I'm addicted to them. Which means I'll pretty much take a shine to all of them. Have you got a spare cigarette? Yeah, I do, weirdly, because I'm a 19-a-day man myself, so... So are you, knobhead? I'll tell you one last thing, then I've got to go. But I never really know how to explain this, right? So I'll just sort of tell you. Right. It's going to sound a bit weird. But basically, right, my whole life, babies have stared at me. Right. But I was on the bus the other day with my friend. And my friend... there was about five or six babes on the bus, and my friend looked around the bus, and they're all staring at me, obviously. And my friend looked around the bus, and she went, Joe, all the babies on this bus are staring at you. I went, yeah, I know, it happens, yeah. She went, really? I went, yeah, it's always happened. She went, a bit weird. I went, yeah. Anyway, got off the bus. About an hour later, got on another bus, right, on my own, and there was a baby on that bus, and it wasn't staring at me, right? And I thought, ooh, that's weird. Right? But then I saw the baby do this. I saw the baby go... And I swear to God, at that point, I thought, still got it. Look, you've been lovely. Thanks for listening. Take it easy. Bye-bye.